Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hey everybody, it's Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Nolan Wertinen of St. Joe High School Wrestling. And Nolan, you have so many accomplishments, both academically and athletically. I don't think we have time to name them all. So I'm just going to name a couple real quick. We'll start with three-time state champion wrestler. Haven't lost a match in 2 years. And then going back to your sophomore year, you lost twice but avenged both of those losses. Academically, let's just start with your GPA real quick, 4.37 GPA. Member of the National Honor Society, and you also serve on the St. Joe Public Schools Student Foundation Board. So basically, there's nothing you can't do. It really seems like. But let's just start, man. Three-time state champion. Tell me what that means to you.
It just feels great to be, you know, part of a small group. You know, not the four-time, but you know, still really big accomplishment, and just something like. I remember I said in my, I think, interview when I walked off the mat, like, if you would have told me when I was in, like, 7 years old that I would have done this when I was the kid who was getting killed at local tournaments and stuff, that, you know, I would be amazed. So it just feels great to know that, you know, I didn't do anything, you know, super crazy or go, like, insane ever. I just feel like I stayed consistent and, you know, got the job done. It feels great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not only that, but also just... I'm excited to see what St. Joe does in the future. You know, when I'm gone, I think that this, like, I've looked at the youth program and we have a lot of kids coming up. So I'm really excited for that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just kind of mentioned that the team that St. Joe has been putting together, you have won three state championships, but the team hasn't had a lot of success almost ever in a way.
Yeah.
But this year you guys have made a breakthrough. Tell me about how that must have felt. You know, you've been having this success for a really long time, but now you get to share it with the whole team. Just tell me about that.
Well, like you said, you know, St. Joe not only has never been known for wrestling, but a lot of people don't even know that we've, like, had a team in the past. And, you know, we've had a lot of guys who are similar to me. You know, long, long time ago, we had our former coach, Radenbaugh. He's won a couple state titles. And we've had another state champ about Connor Myers a while back. But it just feels great to know that as a team, we have something we can leave in the record books and history and hopefully set a new pattern and not just have to, you know, try and, like, do some or reinvent the wheel or something like that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, just to see all of these guys, you know, come together. And even though we were told by all these other guys that we were never going to beat Lakeshore, we were never going to make it to team state or anything like that, we just, the improvement we've made in the past 3 years is remarkable.
Absolutely. And you talk about beating Lakeshore, right? Not only like St. Joe Lakeshore, right?
Right.
The rivalry there, but like the community, the wrestling community in Southwest Michigan seems to be really close. You know all these kids over there, so it's personal, and it's also like wrestling the one-on-one matchup and aspect of it. It must have just made it so much sweeter to beat Lakeshore in the districts, right?
Yeah, and, you know, all respect to Lakeshore. You know, a lot of those guys are my friends, you know, really close friends, but just being able to have that on them is something I'll never forget, you know?
Yeah.
Almost ever since I've been going to St. Joe, since probably seventh grade, once we started realizing we're going to be high school wrestlers, I've been, you know, getting clowned on a couple times, you know, St. Joe, because our program wasn't as strong back in the day. But, you know, just to have this on them now, and not only that, you know, it's nice, you know, you can take the high road and stuff, but with the St. Joe Lakeshore duel, just as a community, like you said, I've never been a part of something so special.
Right.
Not just winning, but I remember the first duel where we actually lost. You know, we got a DJ out. I've never seen that kind of crowd for a wrestling meet, and I don't think there's ever been one like that. So, and then to beat them on the second go around with a, like, you know, movie like ending was just amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely, from everyone I've talked to, that was there. They have the same reaction. It was just a night that they will never remember. Even the Lakeshore kids that I talked to were like, yeah, we lost, but that was such an atmosphere to be at. So
yeah,
that's great to hear. Off the mat, equally as impressive. Like I mentioned before, the 4.37 GPA. But let's talk about the National Honor Society. How long you've been a part of that? And also talk to me a little bit about being on the foundation board.
Yeah, so I've been a member of the National Honor Society since last year. So we do some tutoring for some kids who on Tuesdays and Thursdays who need it, and during lunch hours and go time and some other stuff. We do some stuff, not technically NHS, but we do some summer tutoring if some kids want it. And then with the foundation, I've been a member of that since freshman year. And we do basically complement the actual public schools foundation and just do some kind of side gigs that they can't accomplish as actual non-students. But we also do some stuff for ourselves for fun. You know, we hosted like Mario Kart tournaments for fun, and just kind of I think one of our like mottos is to kind of bridge the gap between students and then the actual foundation. So that's what we do.
Okay. Awesome. Now academically amazing, athletically amazing, as we talked about. It seems like academics has always been the number one priority for you. Mm-hmm. Looking at your wrestling recruiting profile here, you say that my long-term goals are also for one of the highest-ranked colleges in the country for academics. So not necessarily what's the best wrestling fit, but mm-hmm. where can I get the best education? And next year, you're not only continuing your education, but also your wrestling career at the University of Michigan, which is the best of both. Mm-hmm. So just tell me about how that came together and how, I don't know, just tell me about how you got into Michigan, how that all worked.
Yeah, so I've always liked Michigan and some other wrestling teams when I was younger. But, you know, going into, I'd say, my sophomore year, I started realizing, hey, wrestling is great, and I'd love to wrestle with the team, the best team in the country. But unfortunately with wrestling, unlike some other sports, it kind of mostly ends after college. You know, there's some other opportunities you can take, but I know that even though wrestling is such a big part of my life, eventually it will come to an end. And it's more of to use the stuff I've learned in wrestling to apply it to other stuff. And I think obviously Michigan being one of the top schools in the country is just great. So I know from the beginning I've always been looking at a top school in the country, and it's just great that Michigan worked out for me, because it's not only, like you said, a top school in the country for wrestling, but it can give me basically anything I want academically.
Right.
And it's just great to be able to know that I'm set.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking a little bit before, you don't get very many schools that have both.
Right.
Usually you have to pick one or the other. Michigan's really one of the only schools that I can think of off the top of my head, other than maybe Stanford, UCLA, maybe Northwestern, depending on the sport. But so that's amazing. And we were talking a little before, you're not quite sure exactly what you're going to major in, but what are you maybe thinking?
So I've not really decided on what I want to do yet. Mm-hmm. I do know that I've always been better with math-related subjects, so numbers, and I feel like that comes easier to me. So it's a little bit for me to decide what I'm actually interested, because, you know, I'd love to do something that I'm good at, but I also want to do something I want to be good at. And I think that if you want to be good at something, you have a better chance of actually being good at it as a career.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to do something. I feel like I've always been kind of that natural businessman, with my dad being the stereotypical car salesman and now insurance agent.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like that's something I've want to do is, I don't want to be a business major, but maybe a business minor, or just have something related to business with maybe engineering or even economics. So excited. That's why, you know, Michigan's going to be great, because just so broad and almost good at everything they do.
Yeah, absolutely. You pick a major, it's going to be a really good one.
Right.
So, so I'm looking forward to finding out what you do, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to your freshman year wrestling. You are 23-1, and in your 25th match, you break your wrist.
Right.
Out for the rest of the year. Tell me about how having to miss the rest of the year, that helped fuel you for the next 3 years, or just tell me about that.
Yeah, so obviously that was a big bummer. Not something you want to do, especially I was having a great year that year.
Yeah.
You know, I took a loss, but to someone that was actually expected for me to lose to, but Russell, you know, something happened, and I was going in that match, and unfortunately I broke my wrist during the second period, and I was able to stick it out and win the match, but I did have a unfortunate injury that caused me to be out until about almost a month. I think a month and a half, actually, yeah. And then I was, fortunately, the district tournament was in just under 3 weeks, and I couldn't participate. You know, there was some thoughts about me participating and, you know, seeing if I could go out there with one wrist working. And, you know, it was something I was debating, but I'm happy that I did choose to not, you know, risk further injury. And, you know, there was potential for there to never heal if I had wrestled. And, you know, kind of sucks that I didn't get to take advantage of, you know, maybe getting a fourth state title or even placing really high. But like you said, you know, I don't think that would have changed my work ethic. But subconsciously, you know, there is that pressure. Hey, all of your friends are, you know, doing great things in the postseason. I had to watch them. And that does kind of fuel the flame. You know, I'm working just as hard, but it's one other thing that you can say, hey, all these people, they don't know who your name is now, right? Right. You're going to go into the next season. All these kids have placed higher than you, even though you may have beat them, right? So I think it was fuel to the fire of my next year and, you know, caused me to have a great career. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you've had this, I think, if we're going to say great career, that's almost putting it lightly. I mean, you've been dominant the last 2 years. Now going from St. Joe to Michigan, it's a huge jump. Tell me about some of the things you need to work on as a wrestler to have success, not the same amount of success, but similar success to what you had here.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the biggest jump from St. Joe to Michigan, I think, as far as a role going for me, is I feel, especially the past couple of years at St. Joe wrestling, I feel that I've been more of almost like a assistant coach, not like obviously assistant coach, but I, you know, if I see some newer wrestlers who are struggling, I'll try and help them out. And, you know, that's just kind of your role of being
a
team captain.
Yeah.
Right. So, like I said, with Michigan now, you know, all respect to the St. Joe guys, but I'm probably going to be going from one of the best in the room to, you know, almost one of the worst in the room. And that's something, you know, kind of, it hurts to say, but that's exactly what you kind of need to have. You know, if I don't want to go to a college where I'm going to be one of the best in the room right away, because that's not something that you're not going to get better. So I'm just excited to, you know, absorb all the knowledge I can. You know, I have the best practice partners, best facilities, best academics, like we said, but the best, you know, best of everything I have available myself. So I'm ready to take advantage of it.
Yeah. I'm curious if you had to pinpoint one thing about you as a wrestler as to why you've been so good in high school, what would it be?
Well, I would say a big part of it comes from my prior wrestling when I was younger, but I would say probably my consistency. I think, you know, I've had some moments where I think I've done the wrong thing sometimes. Like, I think there has been some moments where I've taken a practice too lightly or something like that, but I think all in all, I'm always just staying consistent and going to each practice and just trying to get a little bit better on my technique. And, you know, and then not only that, but I find that it's, you know, it's great to go the extra mile, but not just going the extra mile so hard one day where that you can't go the extra mile the next day. So I find that, you know, sticking to a normal regimen and just doing the same thing every day helps, because then it, you know, you don't want to get off track. So This past season and past seasons before, I actually remember after taking my second loss my sophomore year, I started getting closer and closer to the postseason after every practice. You know, our practices, I'm really proud of how hard we've worked our practices in my career. We do a lot of hard practices, but after some of our practices, I'll go and run a mile or so right after we run, just to, you know, that consistency of doing the extra mile, you know, figuratively and literally of actually running a mile is, I think, has helped me mentally. And just, I can't say enough how big consistency is.
Yeah. And you know, you do that to help yourself, but also everyone else sees that.
Right.
And they are like, okay, I gotta reach that standard that Nolan is setting. And that's what helps the whole team too.
Exactly.
So, No, that's amazing. Now, we've talked about wrestling, we've talked about academics. There's one special talent of yours that we haven't talked about, and that's the piano. So tell me about how long you've been playing the piano.
So I'm not as good as I used to be at the piano. I would say it's more of a hobby than an extremely special talent because, you know, to the average human, it might seem like a special talent, but there's a lot of people that are better than me at it. But, you know, I've been playing it since I was about 5 years old. My Nana got me enrolled in some piano lessons, and I played and practiced and went to auditions and stuff like that until I was 12. But ultimately, I just found I didn't have enough time for it, and I quit practicing. But I'd say I still try and pick up a couple songs here and then that I actually like listening to and learn them, and, you know, just kind of a... kind of like a party trick.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear, man.
Cool.
Well, Nolan, I appreciate you meeting up with me today and taking the time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and congrats on the great career.
Thanks.
And good luck going forward, all right?
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by the St. Joseph Banking Center and South Haven Banking Center of Sturgis Bank, serving Berrien and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes, member FDIC and equal housing lender by Mailmax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.